And now the expedition, which took so long and expended so much effort to reach the island in the sky, has reversed itself. Doc and Jack, with Jeremiah, left the Cathedral of the Ancient Ones. Yesterday, they trekked to the beautiful Iron Forest, where first they met Uganda. And last night, camped at the very spot where they first found Jeremiah and Saul of Tarsus. And now at 6 o'clock this morning, they are again on the banks near the headwaters of the River Colony. And back again is the brief Spanish and Indian woman and the 6-oar war canoe of the stalwart Indians, which will take the boys back down the river to the Orinoco and the jungle town of Ciudad Bolivar.
Yeah, once we reach this Ciudad Bolivar village, we're back on the fringe of civilization.
When are you supposed to start that?
Well, as soon as we have a cup of coffee with Jeremiah and the Indians, get our equipment in the canoe.
Let's go over and talk to Jeremiah. Well, you're going to see much more of him. He didn't sit through on you after a while.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
Doggone Jeremiah, it's going to be hard leaving you behind.
And it's going to be hard staying behind, Jack. 30 days after a day, the weeks we had together. It's going to be a dismal business going back to my cave at the foot of the Rainbow Bridge with nothing but this lantern draught son of the earth about for comfort.
What about your gun? You still have her.
Well, I know.
But won't you? You can see all over the forest and plains of San Felipe out of Bajo.
Yeah, it will be different now, I'm thinking. Now that the high ones have granted her the right to wear that flying rod, Johnny North, there's a little time in her thoughts for a nation better than I should be.
I don't believe that. Uganda is too fond of you. Besides, she's a daughter. So what the heck? You've got as much to say about what she does as anybody.
That is not true, my boy. Uganda belongs to the Great Plateau. Uganda is one of them up there in the high place. I am an outlander like yourself. Down here on the plains of Atabapo.
Here's the thing. Uganda's not going to let you down. You'll see.
Would you like to hear me confess something, Dad?
Huh?
For the greatest disappointment of my whole life that you did not marry the girl yourself.
Well, Jeremiah, I just couldn't. I've never been able to look myself in a looking glass about it, Dad. Besides, where could you hope to find a nicer fellow than Johnny North?
Oh, a good man, I grant you, but it was not of that I was thinking.
Huh? Oh, how do you mean?
It was in my heart that you would spend a year required with Uganda in the Garden of Enchantment, as I did before you with her mother. And then I was hoping that perhaps you would come down here and join me on the plains of San Felipe.
And become a hermit?
And you are? Oh, well, now, my lad, what's the matter of the way with that? It's a pleasant life, it's a free life, and you would not necessarily have to tie yourself up to a jackass as I have done to company. Your life.
I couldn't ever do it, Jeremiah. I'm a city boy at heart. I was Texas born, but I got Hollywood in my blood, and, well, I just naturally willed on the vine, being down here forever. Besides, I need him in my business.
Oh, yes, you're a good man. You work well together. It'd be a crime and a shame to separate you.
Well, if you're Indians, we didn't break up camp.
Oh, Christ. They'll be ready to start in no time, huh?
You know something, Miss? There's only one thing I was hoping.
What would that be, Red?
Oh, I was hoping that maybe...
Please, Uganda.
Hey, Jack, that's wonderful. I was just going to say, I was hoping we'd get to see Uganda again. And there she popped up out on the prairie. Hiya, honey.
I was so much afraid you would be gone before I arrived.
I thought we left you back up on the plateau.
Yeah, in the arms of that there handsome Florida boy.
Oh, did you not think I would let my dear friends go until I said goodbye? Jeremiah, you are not happy with me?
How do you see here, Uganda? Will you be making up your mind who it is you're in love with? That's Johnny North or my friend Doc Long here.
Oh, no, Jeremiah. That is all taken care of in a high place. It is Johnny North with whom I will marry.
Well, there's one thing you haven't thought about.
So what is this thing I have not thought about, Jack Carter?
Well, Lieutenant Johnny North happens to be a flyer in the United States Air Force. I doubt very much whether he's going to be allowed a year's honeymoon.
Oh, but yes. The ones in the high place will look at all night.
You mean your top boys have got influence in Washington?
No, you know, young woman.
But Jeremiah...
Take this bit of sausage and shove it in your mouth, and then perhaps you will talk to me.
Oh, but Jeremiah, you make such a fuss.
And here's a copy. Don't let it burn that pretty little son of yours.
I will say this, though, in spite of Jeremiah. The influence which the Great One has is felt everywhere upon the face of the earth. The emissaries of the higher intelligence are in every capital of the world. And they are so wise and so discreet that they hold many important positions close to the rulers in every nation of the earth. You do not need to try to cover up for me, Jeremiah. I expect permission granted me to reveal certain matters to Jack Packard and Doc Long.
There's no permission.
That is true. Because they were brought here erroneously, because they have proved themselves men of honor and discretion, it has been granted that I should tell them some of the things that they must wish to know.
When could you answer me this? Were we anywhere close to the really great ones, the real higher intelligence, any time in our trip?
What? You were not.
Oh, no. Not even the great mother, who is my mother, knows quite where they are. Perhaps somewhere in the cathedral of the ancient ones. Perhaps somewhere on an isolated portion of the great plateau. That is something which is hidden from everyone. And he becomes a soul near to perception and truth.
Okay. Hey, here comes that breeze warm from the Indians.
Oh, then I must go.
No, go where?
Quick, bend over that I may kiss you.
Not me. The last time we kissed, I done near got plowed under with a bolt of lightning.
Oh, but that was a wrong kiss, Doc. This time it is for the honest warmth of friendship.
Well, okay then.
There is much of greatness in you, Doc Long. May you one day find expression for the good which is in you. That copy?
Yes.
Bend your forehead to me. Your kiss is because there is love between you and your friend, Doc Long. Perhaps it is through you that he will be guided to use the best that is within him. And now I must go. I will not see you again. Goodbye.
Well, you look at it. Talk about your antelope.
I know that she didn't say goodbye to you, Jeremiah.
She'll be waiting for Sorrow of Darkness and me back in the woods, I have no doubt.
Well, why didn't she want to be near this Spanish Indian moment?
These people are superstitious. It's better they see as little as possible of things which they cannot understand.
Now, here you go. Man ain't she an ugly bundle of old skin and bones. Uh-oh, she's talking for
her. Yeah, they want us to follow her down to the boat.
Yes, lad. I think this must be the parting of the ways.
Well, come on, yeah. You're going to walk out to the new with it, ain't you?
Oh, that I will, lad.
You say that woman's a bag of bones, but if she didn't have her hair straggling down all about her face, if she had on something besides an old mother Hubbard, you'd think different. We're walking along ahead of us. What about your physique?
I still prefer Betty Grady.
Well, now, this is a sad little crack. What time do you aim to start?
Now. We go now.
She wants us to get in.
To get in.
Well, Jeremiah, it's been a pleasure.
That's nice, Doc. Very nice. And great happiness to you. And you, Doc, you lanky, red-headed person. Very nice.
God, Jeremiah. I don't know when I hated to part with anybody so much.
Oh, get along with you now before you have me howling like a bad sheep. Now. Get him.
Wouldn't you rather have us wait until you push the canoe into the water?
No, you get him.
Well, okay. They want to push the canoe off the beach with us in.
Why not?
Come on, then. Get him across, lay it in the bottom of the canoe. There.
Oh, it's an Atlas. Oh!
One more, I'll do it. Come to you. Monday at the same hour when you hear Jack and Doc meet Sir Richard Coyle and the beginnings of a mysterious journey to a house in the middle of the jungle where murder, mayhem, and madmen run loose. Don't miss the next Dial of a Mystery adventure called The Deadly Sin of Sir Richard Coyle. Dial of a Mystery, written and produced by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday. Featuring Russell Thornton as Jack Packard and Jim Bowles as Doc Long. With Robert Dryden as the Hermit, Sarah Fussell as Uganda, Inga Adams as the Woman, and directed by Mel Daly. This is Frank McCarthy speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.